For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I recently returned from Nashville, Tennessee, where I worked the LEAP booth at the National Council for State Legislators. I spoke with many of the state senators and representatives from various states, and we received a whopping 79% of people that agreed with LEAP's position on total drug legalization. As well, 7 of 8 Tennessee troopers who stopped at our table also agreed with us, and one was undecided. Consider these folks with legislators, staffers, or spouses of legislators. I found these results very exciting. So where is the disconnect with Washington and the policymakers that refuse to see that the war on drugs is really a total public policy failure and it must be stopped before any more lives are lost to its insanity? For example, Francisco Javier Arellano Felix, 37, of the Arellano Felix cartel based in Tijuana, Mexico, was taken into custody last Monday by federal drug agents and the U.S. Coast Guard. Much ado was made about this powerful strike against the cartel. Nothing changed when his brother was killed and another one was jailed, except continued killings. Now, there will be another round of mass killings and shootings when a new leader of the cartel is decided upon or another cartel decides to move into Tijuana. The reach of this powerful cartel and this brutality is probably unrivaled in the history of drug warfare. Just recently, a Peruvian judge and his cousin were gunned down while dining in a restaurant in Lima, Peru. This judge was charged with prosecuting several dealers linked to the Tijuana cartel. Peru reportedly has seen a whopping 40% increase in cultivation of cocaine since last year. We must legalize, regulate, and control the distribution of drugs and take them out of the hands of these dangerous criminal cartels and stop this senseless killing. We are fortunate that they do not practice these assassinations here in the United States as of yet. Mexico's police, news reporters, and politicians, and even a church cardinal have been targets of this powerful cartel. The day that the alcohol prohibition ended was the day that Al Capone and his gang had to find new work. The same will be true the day that our elected officials decide that enough killing is enough and cease this crazy drug war. Just because these assassinations take place in another country does not lessen the importance of that human life. Drugs are too dangerous to be left in the hands of criminals. What is the solution? Legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs. The criminal gangs must be removed from the distribution chain, and then the associated violence will also stop. It's time for a change. Together, let's find a solution for our future. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.